just roll the tape. Here. All right, here we go. You what's up? Check it out. I got a fresh sound rolling over, standing to the beat to make you get down. Underground flavor, safe up. The lyrics as they drop. You know the funky bass line take you to the top. Pop, don't go the nine. Chisel the record as it buzzes crazy. Sitting back, smoking the end. I'm feeling mighty lazy. It don't faze me. My punks jump up, they get pumped. You see, I know in the end they get cooked. So that's alright. The sun is shining, it's summertime. Sitting on the porch, sporting the pen flow. Scratch your arm on the pad, the paper, the vapor rises straight to the dome, man. It always surprises me. Terror T, the funky lyrical female two down with the old school MCs and the new style lady. Ready to break them off some, get the job done. Fuck what you heard, it's Terror T number one. Yeah, the summertime song, special music for finding the continental sentimental, maybe. If you're rolling with a Pepsi, I like the sun is shining, so some fire, and I'm finding time to run, but you know, I'm so true to the game. Yeah, the summertime is something special music for finding the continental sentimental, maybe. If you're rolling with a Pepsi, I like the sun is shining, so some fire, and I'm finding time to run, but you know, I'm so true to the game. Terror T, what? I'm back again so soon. When I enter, I'm the center of the whole room. So sit your ass down when I'm coming up on the set. Damn, she all know that I'm about to get wet. So check the microphone in your hand, cause I'm about to grab it. You couldn't possibly deal with me, you silly rabbit. Maybe it's a habit, but I ain't down with all the bullshit. Cause if you dick me down, clown, I ain't to be Jimmy Whip. So forget it, you catch my drift. I'm swift, I'm educated, hardly ever faded. No need to be graded on any type of performance that I may display. Some say the shoot is better when it's on the wrong way, cause then you can sweat any time of the day. Straight gazes, I'm for the non-trait. And this whole girl, Gia, you know she loves to play games with the heads up, stupid cluckers. Standing at the street corner looking like suckers. Put the hope on the stroll and make her lips pucker. You know that if she don't, she be a dead motherfucker. A never-ending cycle, you know you can't break it. And if you ain't true to the game, you best not to fake it. Shine bright like a star when I get butt naked. Cause my skin ain't brown, I don't fake and bake it. He don't like mixing, but I gotta disagree. In the 90s, all we want is unity. The next generation tossing out disrespect colors. Now let's all hold hands, cause we all sisters and brothers and lovers talk. A matter of fact, I think it's real cool. I gotta say, I support integration in school. Cause if we separate each other, starting at kindergarten, what do you expect to happen in 12 years? I beg your pardon. Chilling out, sparking a split with the next man. Try to fit that in your master plan. With every introduction, they gotta be a closing. When the summer's at its end, I guess it's all supposed to put on my Timberlands. Fresh Parker too, but for now, I'll hop in my homeboy's ride. Boom! Slip into a short set, enter the scene with style. Act wild, it's Terror T, I make it work. Your wild ass verse, check it, break it, finish busting my last rhyme, and I'ma make my exit. Can't get a fresh summertime. Yeah, the summertime is something special.
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, cable 88.5. And it's time right now for the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard right there, Terror T and the Beat Assassinator with True to the Game from 1995's release, Straight from the Get-Go. Today on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show, an interview with, from Oakland, California, Krayshawn! Right now, to get you prepared for a Krayshawn, I'm going to play something off the Ultra Lounge series, April Stevens Teach Me, Tiger. Then, something by The Trash Woman. Two tracks by The Trash Woman from Oakland, California. I'm Dangerous and The Trash Woman with Bumblebee. And The Trash Woman connect to Krayshawn because The Trash Woman's guitarist, Elka, is Krayshawn's mom. Hello, Elka. Hello, Krayshawn. So right now, here's April Stevens with Teach Me Tiger from the Ultra Lounge compilations, then The Trash Woman, and then an interview with Krayshawn on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show.
Hi, Tiger. Teach me, Tiger, how to kiss you. Show me, Tiger, how to kiss you. Take my lips, they belong to you. But teach me first, teach me what to do. Touch me, Tiger, when I'm close to you. Help me, Tiger, I don't know what to do. I know that you could love me too. But show me first, show me what to do. This is the first love that I have ever known. What must I do to make you my very own? Teach me, Tiger, how to tease you. Wah, 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 wah. Tiger, Tiger, I wanna squeeze you. Wah, 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 wah. All of my love I will give to you. But teach me, Tiger, or I'll teach you.
Get out of my way, I'm dangerous. I know it's true. Reality that will set me and now it's true. I'll be right. Break a heart, then I'll be right. Get out of my way. I'll be right.
Are you?
I'm Krayshawn.
Right off the bat, I have you some Ultra Lounge CDs.
I do love some Ultra Lounge. That's crazy.
And check out this one. You can play a game with it on the front. What can you tell the people about the Ultra Lounge?
I have to say, Ultra Lounge music is the best soundtrack for pretty much any film or anything that's going on. You know, someone can be getting murdered and you will have Ultra Lounge playing in the background and it will make sense.
And now you can be playing a game as you're getting murdered in the background.
Yeah, and they're like felt. Feel it.
Ultra Lounge with Krayshawn. Now, Krayshawn here, it all goes back, doesn't it, to 1994. What do we have here? Your first vinyl appearance, the Trash Woman.
This is Mini. Oh, actually, this is Big Me. I was a Mini Me, and I was on this song.
Yes, Boys Are Toys, track number 7 of this particular release. What can you tell the people about this? Like, your first vinyl appearance, this really is it, isn't it? In 1994.
Well, you know, I was 5 years old, and my mom was touring and doing all kinds of shit, and I just picked up the mic and started freestyling on her karaoke. And actually, I got super big in Japan, but my mom wouldn't let me go.
Now, I was curious, for doing this particular take, what happened? Because in the take, you're saying, do I have to do it again? Do I have to do it again? This is you as 5 or 4 years old.
Well, you know, when it's in the studio, you know, you got to keep doing it over and over again. And I was basically promised some Toys R Us toys when I was done, so I really want to get it over with.
So, Krayshawn, back to 1994.
Yeah, I mean, I was a music slave since day one.
However, you got a shout out earlier than that with this particular band, the Spoiled Brats.
Oh my gosh.
And who's that on the far right?
That's my mommy right there. That's where I get my swag from.
Now, this is from 1993, another one of her bands.
God, she's going to freak out when she sees this. She probably doesn't even have this.
Well, what's amazing, Krayshawn, is you can put those other records down for a second, but pull out the insert of that particular Spoiled Brats record right there. What do we see on the insert there? The insert on a very little paper insert that's inside there, Krayshawn.
Hey, I don't buy a lot of records.
It's on Rip Off Records, budget rock at its finest.
Oh, dedicated to Natasha, the real Spoiled Brat. I've never seen that before.
Now you're getting a shout out there in 93.
Damn, I've been in this game, man.
Yeah, I love that. You're getting a shout out in 93. You're on vinyl in 94.
Well, you know, I've been working really hard, you know, for the people who say I just came up out of nowhere. I mean, I was getting shout outs in 93. You know what I'm saying? So.
But big shout outs to your ma, Elka.
Yeah, man, she's the woo man. I wish she was still playing music. Maybe you should get her in a band.
Well, I'd love if she could get some rocking again, because not only did she have Trash Woman, Spoiled Brats, but yet another band.
She had the Spastics, too. She's a woman of many bands. She was a band whore. No, I'm just kidding. She made all these bands.
And she was in another one, like 8 Ball Scratch. What's all the bands that she's in there that's been happening with her?
I mean, she's in 8 Ball Scratch, the Glamour Pussies, the Spastics, the Spoiled Brats, the Trash Woman.
And you are Cray?
And I'm Krayshawn.
So, Krayshawn, your mom worked at Good Vibrations. What's Good Vibrations?
Yeah, my mom worked at Good Vibrations, and, you know, she worked in the warehouse. Of, it's mainly a dildo sex toy shop. So, you know, I got to see a lot of dildos when I was younger. I was, you know, exposed.
You did your homework at the Good Vibrations, literally, didn't you?
Yes, I did my homework there. How do you know that?
Because you're Krayshawn.
Yeah, I did my homework around a whole bunch of dildos. You know, it's all good.
Krayshawn, what about your mom, though? Because she's working, and in the evening, she's not all that excited, is she? She's tired. She goes home, right?
Yeah.
Did you once write a song called My Mom is a Bum?
No, did I?
Yeah, I thought there was some saying you used to have. Mom's a bum.
Mom's a bum. Oh, it's coming back to me now. Mom's a bum. Mom's a bum. Right?
Mom's a bum.
Yeah.
Now, Krayshawn, another important person we must say in the Trash Woman scheme of things is, if we have this magazine right here called Pork.
Yeah.
And we turn it over, who do we see in the bottom left?
That's my Aunt Tina.
Tina and her new band, The Midnight
Snack.
The Midnight Snack. So open up this Pork mag, Krayshawn, and what do we see Tina talking about here if we open it up?
She says, right now, the Dictators, Iron Maiden, Ramones, Real Kids, Dwilight Twiley, Frankie Steen and his ghouls, Cheap Trick, and Krayshawn.
Krayshawn! She's giving you a shout-out.
Wow, this is recent. I'm Krayshawn.
Now, what can you tell the people about Tina? Because the rest of the Trash Woman, like Tina, for instance, amazing. Midnight Snacks, all the rocking she's done.
Yeah, I mean, Tina's been doing her thing. She actually owns a hair salon in Berkeley, Oakland border. And she's the woo man, man.
Krayshawn, and we be stunting like
Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Louis, Fendi, Fendi, Prada.
Yeah, we be stunting like Diamond D. Stunts, blunts, and hip-hop.
Oh, shit. I could use this to spin.
That's the illusion, right? Stunts, blunts, and hip-hop?
Yeah, I like that.
Krayshawn, I have another gift for you here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
What is it?
We have right here your favorite rapper ever, Miss China.
China White.
Now, China White goes hard, doesn't she? What can you tell the people about China White?
I mean, I first heard of China White on the little song, Lil Jon Bia Bia. And that was pretty much the hardest female rapper I heard. You know, I heard a lot of female rappers, but she was going in. And she was China White.
Krayshawn, what about your favorite crime mob? You love the crime mob.
Oh, man, I need to get a fucking record player now. I love crime mob.
What can you say about them? Two females in the group. They're going hard too, right?
Yeah, Diamond and Princess. Those are my partners. We kick it.
Krayshawn, you're from Oakland, right?
Yeah.
How did Mr. Fab help with your development? Did he help you get signed to Sony? Mr. Fab. Props to Mr. Fab.
Props to Mr. Fab, man. That's the homie, man. He's the man.
Did he help with your signing to Sony at all? Is he part of the team?
No, he didn't help me, but, you know, he helped. He helps my sister V Nasty a lot. You know V Nasty?
Oh, yeah. I've seen some videos of V Nasty.
Yeah. You know, he helps her out a lot, man. But that's the homie. I love Mr. Fab. I'm checking your notes, too.
Well, I got some notes here that I want to ask you about there, Krayshawn. Keek the Sneak.
Oh.
Now, what can you tell me about Keek the Sneak? He's a guy that coined hyphy. Coined hyphy.
You got three freaks on here.
Indeed. Because you love the hyphy, don't you? The Keek the Sneak.
Yeah, you know, I was right in the middle of the hyphy movement. I was about like 14, 15 when it first really started going crazy. So, you know, I'm a baby of the hyphy movement. That's why my brain's fucked up.
Now, Krayshawn, let's go to Oakland, shall we?
Let's go.
Now there's taco sushi? You like the taco sushi?
Yeah, I love taco sushi. Did you bring me some taco sushi?
No, I didn't bring you some Zachary's either. What's Zachary's and taco? Tell us about the taco and taco.
Fuck Zachary's, man. Fuck that fancy-ass pizza. We don't eat that shit in Oakland. That's fancy Oakland. We eat at the taco truck in Oakland.
Well, what's wrong with it, though? Come on, it's legendary. Zachary's.
That's not in Oakland. It's in Piedmont.
Oh, I'm sorry, Krayshawn.
Piedmont is not Oakland, okay? They changed their name to Piedmont because they didn't want to be associated with Oakland.
And Krayshawn, let's get right back to Oakland, though. Eastmont Mall.
Oh, yeah, Eastmont Mall. Didi's Discounts, you know? They got the McDonald's over there, and you can get your Social Security card and buy some shoes in the same place.
Krayshawn, thrifting. You love the thrifting. What are you wearing right now that's been thrifted? Anything?
Well, if I stole clothes from my sister, would you call that thrifting?
Ba-boom, yes.
And there you go. I've thrifted these shoes and these pants, and I got this shirt.
Now, would I want to thrift at Thrift Town?
Would you?
Yeah, is that a good place, Thrift Town?
Thrift Town, you know, there's a lot of good thrift towns in the Mission in San Francisco, Thrift Town.
And Krayshawn, since maybe you're not going to get out too much here in Vancouver, I thought I would give you something kind of from a thrift store, but not really, the great Sun Ra.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I wonder what's on here.
It's some poetry that he's done. I think you're into the Sun Ra, aren't you?
Yeah, I love the music, but I never heard the poetry.
Krayshawn, let's kick into YouTube for a moment, shall we?
We shall.
Because I saw on YouTube you loved the Sun Ra.
Yes, you seen my favorites?
I did. Sun Ra, Nuclear War.
Yeah, that's the jam, man, when you want to get high and space out.
Krayshawn, I want to ask you about YouTube specifically. Gushy Gushy, the video, what happened for a few days there? I couldn't watch it. What happened? It was taken down.
Oh, yeah. Someone just reported it, I guess, or spammed it hella hard or something. I don't know. But it's back.
Yeah, and I was so scared that when it came back, it wouldn't have the views. But it did.
It did, man. 20 million strong. We out here.
And at the end of the video, you taught me something, Krayshawn.
What?
You taught me to go at Nardwar at the end of my videos because you do that at the end of yours.
Yep, you got to do it, man.
To get the Twitter love out there.
You going
to
do it on this one?
I do it on every vid since Gushy Gushy. Like, you inspired me with that. Also, you're really good at a compression, aren't you? How do you get videos to look so good on YouTube?
It's all about compressing and taking that time to make sure it's in 180i. You know, you want your stuff to be interlaced, okay, guys? Not compressed.
Krayshawn, 112!
That one. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Now, 112 is a gift for you because you're getting these guys back together. Please explain the connection between Krayshawn and 112.
Well, you know, I did lose my virginity to a 112 song, We Can Do It Anywhere, and, you know, so I have a very strong connection with these guys, and I think they made great baby-making music, and we need more positive babies being made.
Krayshawn, some people lose their virginity in movie theaters. Blue Streak!
This is my favorite movie, and it's also my favorite soundtrack.
Now, what makes it so special for you, Krayshawn? Blue Streak.
I mean, like, you got Keith Sweat, Da Brat, Raekwon. You got Jay-Z with Girl's Best Friend, which was a huge song. You got Foxy Brown, The Hot Boys, and Big Timers. Are you crazy?
And now you can go listen to that. That's for you, Krayshawn.
Yeah, did you get me a record player?
No, I didn't, actually.
Well, I'll have
but your mom has one.
Yeah, she does. I'll have to borrow hers.
Ba-boom.
Ba-bing.
Krayshawn, you're playing San Francisco on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I'm going to have a huge New Year's Eve party.
I saw some reports of it. $1,800 will get you...
6 seats, a limo ride, a chance to party, some t-shirts, and we get to make out.
I thought you get some more stuff. You get a pot leaf dog tag and a signed t-shirt.
Yeah, you get a pot leaf dog tag.
That's one hell of a gig. $1,800.
Somebody already bought it.
They did.
It's sold out.
Now, what I'm curious is, if you go to that, you might hear Gushy Gushy twice, right? Because you've sometimes played it twice in gigs, haven't you?
You know, sometimes people ask for the encore and you just got to give it to them.
I was watching you and Lil Debbie on Ustream.
When was that?
Oh, a little while back.
Okay.
And it said something about it. I'll just be vague. It said something about Lil Debbie liking to have sex on her head. What was that about?
I don't know. Were we smoking blunts in this YouTube video?
I think you might have been.
Yes, exactly. That explains that.
Well, let's skip to Lil Susie, another YouTube fave.
Oh, yeah.
This is going back. What can you say about the Lil Susie there, Krayshawn?
Man, I love Lil Susie. I'm a huge fan of freestyle music. Lil Susie, Debbie Deb, you know, all those cats, Stevie B, you know, shouts out to Connie. You know, that's my homegirl, you know what I'm saying? So I'm all about the 80s freestyle.
And the Percy?
Yeah.
Percy?
Percy?
P!
Jenkins.
Percy P versus Lord Finesse. Rap battle.
Oh my God. You got me a rap battle?
Another thing for you to check out there. Krayshawn.
And in Mad Lib original instrumental. I like Mad Lib.
Krayshawn, you can put those down for a sec because I have something big I'd like to ask you about. Krayshawn, as big as Trina. Did she really approach you? Did this woman approach you to work together?
Yeah, she did. She hit me up on Twitter, and we've been trying to make time to work with each other.
This is the best album cover of all time, I think.
That is the baddest bitch right there. I like her sandals in it.
Have you been in contact with a lot of the legends, a lot of the female rapper legends at all, Krayshawn?
Well, yeah. Did you hear about my rumor of me dating DeBrat?
Yes, and that's why I got you a DeBrat record.
Yeah, this is my girlfriend.
So the rumor is she contacted you and you might date her.
Well, the rumor was that we've been Skyping each other for months and that we are actually in love. But we're not. But, you know, we're probably going to work together soon. She hit me up to work together, not to have sex together. But, you know, we're definitely going to make some music.
Krayshawn, another legend from the West Coast I want to ask you about. Are you familiar at all with Terry B at all?
Terry B?
She used to be on Eazy-E's record label, Murder, She Wrote.
Was she part of...
She was way back when, a great rapper. She changed her to... she wasn't Hoses Attitude, but she's actually on YouTube. You can see her interviewing Eazy-E.
I want to see.
Terry B.
The names of the song. Mob Boss Mix, Good Mother Mix, and Ruthless Mix. I got to listen to that.
Oh, it's amazing. Terry B. And since you're in Vancouver, I thought I'd give you some old school Vancouver rap. I have a gift for you. The rapper Terror T from Vancouver. She's 1990, the first female rapper from Vancouver.
Straight from the ghetto.
Straight from the get-go.
V-Town.
V-Town, exactly. Before it was called Van City. That's old school. This is from 1995. So this is a gift for you. So you've only been in Vancouver a little while, but now you can check out some authentic old school Vancouver.
Ghetto, it says straight from the get-go.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not ghetto out here.
In Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Is there projects out here?
Well, it says ghetto as Nicole Ray.
Oh, shit. I felt like I couldn't cuss for a second. Oh, shit.
Because Nicole Ray plays into it all. Are you going to work with Nicole Ray as well?
I wish she would hit me up. I haven't gotten in contact with her, but that'd be cool if me, DeBrat, and Trina and Nicole Ray did some mixtape.
And Terry B. We got to throw Terry B in there. And for Vancouver, Terror T.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you are Krayshawn. In Vancouver, British Columbia.
.com. Canada.
Krayshawn, you tweeted me a long time ago.
Yeah, and I harassed you.
Well, what was amazing? No, not at all. You had about 6,000 Twitter followers at that point.
Yeah.
And now you're at 500,000.
Yeah. How does it feel?
Well, I thought it's quite amazing. Like Currency Spitta, you have more followers than Currency Spitta.
Yeah, I'm getting followers, man.
Mac Miller, he has a connection, doesn't he, to Two Stacks? What's the Mac Miller Two Stacks connection?
Everyone thinks Two Stacks looks like Mac Miller. Someone at a show was like, that's Mac Miller. That's funny.
No, I heard that Mac Miller actually knows Two Stacks from way back when.
Really?
Yeah, from back in the day. So I thought they knew each other. I thought you'd tell me some more about this.
Where's Mac Miller from?
Back East Pittsburgh.
Oh, see, well, he's Two Stacks is from Staten Island, so maybe they know each other.
Krayshawn, what about Adeptus? Who's Adeptus?
He's this guy I met who lives in a closet in San Francisco.
And he helped with Cushy Gushy?
He helped with Bumpin' Bumpin'. He made Bumpin' Bumpin'.
Which turns into, in a way, via Two Stacks, Gushy Gushy.
You could say that.
What are some of your favorite sort of twists on Gushy Gushy? Like, what about Fushy Fushy? Have you heard about Fushy?
I heard the Fish Taco remix, and actually, there's this kid, and he made the first remix that I actually liked, and it's all about eating food, and he's like, shrimpy, shrimpy, fishy, fishy, taco enchilada, something. It was funny.
From a taco truck?
Yeah.
In Oakland?
I wish it was in Oakland. I miss Oakland.
Now, back to V Nasty. I saw that video, A Day with V Nasty.
Yes.
What's happening at the beginning of that video? She's like fighting with somebody or somebody's yelling at her. What's going on there? What happens? As soon as you hear it, it's like on, fighting.
Yeah, you know, V-Nasty is a confrontational person. So, you know, it was kind of just like, you know, a little joke. And then Vanessa, she just takes it all serious. So she ran up on him and he was pretty scared, as you can tell from the video. You call my sister.
I love all the videos you have up there, because not only is your YouTube channel got your own stuff, it's got all these other videos, like DB the General.
Yeah, DB.
And they look so great. But lastly, Krayshawn, I wanted to ask you, what is Burger Day? 82nd and Birch, what's Burger Day?
Burger Day is my partner Burger, he died, R.I.P. Burger. That was his nickname, you know what I'm saying? So people just celebrate the day of his death, and basically everyone comes out. He used to kick it on 82nd and Birch on Burnout, so you should come out to Burger Day next year.
I will indeed,
Krayshawn.
Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Krayshawn?
I just want to say, you know, I'm out here being positive and just being a nice woman in this free world of love and prosperity, and wear condoms, recycle, don't drink and drive, and preserve water.
And why should people care about Krayshawn? Why should people care?
Because I care about you guys, and there's not a lot of artists out there who care, and I care.
Well, thanks so much, Krayshawn. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doot 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 doot. And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 88.5, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And that there just was Boys Are Toys, The Trash Woman, featuring Krayshawn on vocals. Krayshawn, a five-year-old Krayshawn with Boys Are Toys. And thank you very much, Michael Lucas, Planet Pimp Records friend and Repent Records head, for that particular track, unleashing it to the world. Coming up, some more Krayshawn Trash Woman related music. Right now, here's something by The Spoiled Brats, featuring Elka again, Krayshawn's mom with Jackie's Never Coming Back, and then something by The Phantom Surfers. Hello again, Mike Lucas. the Fandom Surfers Quality Statement, then the Hearst, and then Something More by the Trash Woman, Dragula, on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. So here is the Spoiled Brats with Jackie's Never Coming Back, featuring Elka on lead vocals. Elka, the mom of Craig Sean, on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show.
Salute time! The Phantom Surfers have been around since 1988. Welcome to the party. There's no one there but you? How sad. Nevertheless, we're confident that you'll enjoy this journey down memory lane, even if you don't remember any of the songs. 1999 found the band the only U.S. recipient of the Malcolm Baldrige Award for Quality. We were the first surf band to be ISO 9001 certified. Additionally, and a fact that we're most proud of, according to the most recent J.D. Power survey, among new owners of surf records, the Phantom Surfers rank number one in owner satisfaction. We are confident that this record will retain high trade-in value over the years. Finally, 22% of all BEM members believe that this is our finest record yet. We continually strive for zero defects. And if not, well, nobody's perfect.
We'll be right back.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, backup, Cable 88.5, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I was thinking of Cable 102 because way back when it was Cable 102, Beppe would drop by and bring records to the Nardwuar, the Human Surveyor Radio Show. Actually, Beppe's been doing that for a few weeks now since it's been 88.5. But Beppe just dropped by, can you tell? And Beppe brought forth some Severed Heads. So you just heard right there from Australia, the Severed Heads with Adolf A. Carrot. And before that, a couple tracks by The Trash Woman. We heard Surf Creature, and before that, Dragula. And before that, we heard The Hearst and The Phantom Surfers with Quality Statement. So that was Quality Statement by The Phantom Surfers, then their song The Hearst. And to begin that little set, we heard The Spoiled Brats with Jackie's Never Coming Back and No I Don't. The Spoiled Brats featuring Elka, who's wearing, I think, a cat outfit, hissing on the cover of a record that Krayshawn is singing on. And way back when, an interview with Krayshawn on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. Yes, Elka sings in the Spoiled Brats and sung those two songs. And thank you again, Michael Lucas, for the Phantom Surfer Records. Coming up now, some more selections by Beppe. Beppe's excited that Cut Copy are in town, Cut Copy being from Australia. They were just here live on CITR on Radio Zero. I'm hoping to do an interview with them tomorrow in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So in honor of Cut Copy, who are playing tonight in Vancouver at the Vogue, and tomorrow night at the Vogue, they're also doing a DJ set tonight at the Waldorf with DJ Tyler Fedchuk. We're going to play some Scraping Fetus Off the Wall and then some Nick Cave from the hometown of Cut Copy. Here's Fetus as selected by Beppe on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, dedicated to Cut Copy.
Well, I paid the price for luxury. Heaven looks like hell to me, and I think I'm going down, 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 down. What you say? Going down. What you say? So going down, I kind of bless the rest, straight up, spending life on bargain floors. What you say? Back from boss. What you say? That's out of my way. 6 ton margaritas, I can't call the price I'm saying. 6 ton margaritas, can't call the price of sin. 6 ton margaritas, can't call the price of sin. 6 ton margaritas, can't call the price of sin. The time is right for satisfaction, hanging out the street lights looking for action. Buying time to crawl in a hole.
Crawling a hole, where's my soul?
6 ton margaritas, can't call the price of sin. 6 ton margaritas, can't call the price of sin.
Yeah.
as I walk these narrow streets, where a million passing feet have trod before me, with my guitar in my hand, suddenly I realize nobody knows me. Where yesterday the multitude screamed and cried my name out for a song, today the streets are empty and the crowds have all gone home. That I belong. All I knew to give you was song after song after song. All the truths I tried to tell you were as distant to you as the moon. Born 200 years too late and 200 years too soon. I'm a child of this age, locked into the pages of your book. And when I am but dust and clay, and other children stop to take a look, will they marvel at the miracles I did perform and the heights I did aspire? Or will they tear out the pages of the book to light a fire? There is no place where I belong. Did you forget this fucking singer so soon? And did you forget my song?
Let's go.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 88.5, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. You just heard right there, Noise Fur with, quote, found in the delete bin. We found it in the delete bin here at CITR and decided to throw it on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. If you want to check out some more Noise Fur, it's myspace.com/noisefur. NOISEFER. MySpace.com/noisefur. Before that, we heard some Nick Cave, and before that, some Fetus. And right now, on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, I'd like to play side B of a record that I played last week. I played side A of this record last week. Although last week, I didn't dedicate it to anybody. But right now, I'd like to dedicate this particular record, Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Home Computers, to Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, rest in peace. Here's side B. You heard side A last week.
Okay, you've agreed to join the new world. You're ready to use a computer. Now, if you don't have one just now, follow along checking the illustrations in the instruction booklet, because the booklet, you see, illustrates a typical computer keyboard so that you can simulate the action.
To get started, turn the computer and the TV display on. A message appears.
Yes, see figure 4.
Stating the company name, the computer language being used, in this case BASIC, and the number of bytes of RAM, random access memory, available. Most computers also display the word ready to show that the computer is indeed ready to accept information. An arrowhead called the prompt indicates the beginning of a new line, or that it's the user's turn to type in something. An underline or flashing square called a cursor shows where the next character will be typed.
And if you're new to computers,
and most of us are,
yes, you'll probably start with tape or disk software. With so much software available, your only problem will be in choosing from the many programs on the market.
So let's now imagine that you've selected a program for a computerized date book on cassette. First, put the tape into the cassette player and rewind it. Now type in the word load and press the enter or return key. The computer responds with an instruction to press the play button on the cassette player. After you do so, the computer again responds with OK, followed by a message that it is searching the tape for the program. When the computer has found the program, it will display the word found. The computer will then load the program into the memory, displaying the word loading. When the program has been loaded, a ready will appear.
See figure 5.
Now to run the program. You type in the word run and press the enter or return key. The program is sent from the memory section of the computer to the processing section. On the TV screen will appear a listing of the options you have in using this program. This listing is called a menu.
See figure 6.
Mm-hmm. And you make a choice, just as you do with a restaurant menu.
Now, suppose we want to prepare a computerized date book. And you know, Steve, my very favorite use for the computer is the datebook program.
I know, yes.
Because it creates a file of names and dates to remind you of birthdays, anniversaries, and all those other special events, you know, that we never can remember.
Yes.
You can add as many of these as you wish, and then just, you know, file them to be saved on tape, loaded into the computer when desired, and the dates recalled and displayed by any category, just like that.
The menu displayed allows for any of these options by simply entering the corresponding number of your choice. To begin using this program, you must first enter the information. To do this, press key number 1, and you'll see on the screen questions asking for the dates, names, and occasions to be filed. See figure 7.
After all your dates have been entered, we must request that the menu reappear by pressing the exclamation point key. Then, to save the file on tape for future use, press key number 3.
At some future time, when we want to be reminded of forthcoming dates and events, we load the program and choose option number 4. This will give us a screen display or printed copy of names or dates by responding to the questions displayed. For example, enter the month January and the dates from the 1st to the 31st. The screen will then display the names and dates of all the occasions listed in the file for January.
Even a reminder to have your car inspected.
Yes, that could be filed and called for.
Right.
See Figure 8. Or, as an alternative option, you could ask for a listing of all the anniversaries in the file, or you could simply enter a name and a birthday will appear. These are just a few of the many ways of using this program. Programs similar to this one can be used for a household inventory of books or phonograph records, with the ability to cross-reference by category, title, author, or composer.
Another popular type of program is the household budget. Now, when this is loaded and run, the screen displays questions about your budget. See Figure 9. You're asked to enter your income for the month, followed by variable expenses such as, the amount spent for food, utilities, medical expenses, clothing, and charge accounts.
I'd like to know more about your charge accounts. Anyway, your fixed expenses are then entered and made a permanent part of the program. The computer will then calculate any excess money that can go into savings or report upcoming deficits.
Mm-hmm. And this type of software is flexible and useful for any household.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Jane. When do we start it at our house?
We'll discuss it later.
All commercial software is designed for use by anyone. That is, the programs are easy to follow, the instructions are clear, and if you make an invalid entry, a mistake, you're given another chance to respond with a gentle reminder. After using commercial programs, you're now ready to make the big plunge into your own programming. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to modify these programs for your own special needs? Or, better still, to write your own original programs? Well, keep listening. It is possible, and believe it or not, it really isn't very difficult to do. Stripped of all the gobbledygook, when you get right down to it, a computer is simply nothing more than enormous numbers of switches that are contained in the chips. And like electric light switches, they can only be turned on or off. And a number system is used to operate these switches. Communication in the system is known as using the machine language. In the early days, when computers were young, this was the only way to talk with the computer. And it's still used today by many programmers because it is fast. A good example of machine language in action is the arcade-type games that are so popular.
And you know how fast they are.
Yes.
However, there's more to it than that, Steve. Because machine language is quite difficult, and certainly not for everyone, machine language translators were developed. These use English words, which are then translated by the computer into the machine language, which operates the switches. This translation process slows down computer processing a wee bit. However, when we speak of functioning times in millionths of a second, this will not be a problem for most uses.
Well, I don't know about that, Jane. These fractions of a second do add up to whatever after a while. But don't worry, folks. One of the earliest translating languages is called Fortran, F-O-R-T-R-A-N, a language in major use in the fields of science and engineering.
Mm-hmm. For business applications, a language called COBOL is used.
A relatively new language called Logo is being used to teach young children the concepts of computer programming through graphic techniques.
In the early 1970s, a language was developed, I think this is fascinating, which is both easy to learn and useful over a wide range of applications.
And that language, called BASIC,
right,
is the communication system that's built into all personal computers.
Uh-huh, and BASIC is considered to be the universal computer language.
Mm-hmm. The nice thing about BASIC is that it uses common English words. Some of these words might have the same meanings in computer usage as they do in spoken language, but others will have an entirely different connotation. Beginners in programming frequently confuse the two languages, which thoroughly confuses the computer, resulting in errors. To illustrate the use of this language, let's try a basic word, print. It's used for several important purposes. Okay, turn on the computer, would you, Jane?
All right. There we go. The word ready has flashed on. So I'll type in the word print. Then I'll type in quotation marks and a word like hello and more quotation marks. And now I must press the enter key, otherwise nothing will happen. This key has two functions. It transmits the information displayed from the computer's memory section to the processor, and also returns the cursor to the beginning of a new line. Now, remember, the Enter key must be pushed in order to put any information into the computer.
If you try this procedure on a computer, or simulate it using the keyboard in the booklet, you'll find that the display shows a reprinting of what was enclosed in quotation marks, as shown in Figure 10. You can order the computer to print anything exactly as it appears in quotes. A second use for print is a mathematical function. If we enter print followed by an arithmetic problem, the computer will solve the problem and display the solution.
Wow. Wish I'd had that when I was in school.
For example, try typing print followed by 2 + 3 without quotation marks and press enter. And the expected answer, 5, will appear. Now let's try some more arithmetic problems. Subtraction uses the familiar minus sign, but division uses the slash, and multiplication is accomplished by pushing the asterisk. See Figure 11.
Yeah, and you know, it probably seems silly to use a computer to add 2 + 3, but not when you realize that a computer can compute similarly higher mathematics all the way up to calculus.
All right. Now that you've come this far, perhaps you're ready for something a little more difficult. In using a computer, generally more than one instruction's needed. To compute using more than one instruction or statement, a program is needed. A computer program is defined as a series or list of instructions, statements, or steps. Each step is numbered, but the numbers begin with 10 and increase by tens.
Why?
Because that allows room to insert missing steps.
Oh, I see.
By analogy, consider a program for, let's say, baking a cake. Mm-hmm. This would be a series of instructions, each on a separate line, and each line numbered. See Figure 12.
All right. Now let's develop a real computer program. This is to be a program to not only solve an arithmetic problem, but to display the problem as well. It requires more than one computer instruction.
We begin by typing the number 10. You'll notice that on the computer, zeros are slashed to differentiate them from the letter O. Now, immediately after the number 10, type an arithmetical problem. For example, again, let's say 2 + 3. Note that since this line is an instruction only to display the problem, you must be sure to enclose the problem in quotation marks. Therefore, you should have typed in 10, quote, 2 + 3, end quote, and press the Enter key. The cursor goes back to the beginning of the next line, and you're now ready for line 20. This will be the instruction for the computer to solve the problem. And this time, the line will be presented as print, followed by the problem, without quotation marks, so that the computer can solve the problem. Now we type in and enter 20, print, 2 + 3. The last line of the program is an end statement. Type 30, end, and press enter. There you are. Program's finished.
Mm-hmm. See Figure 13. And now we must check to be sure that the program is correct. So, type the word list without a line number and press enter. This will result in a display of the program as it's in the computer's memory. See Figure 14. Lastly, we want to do the most important thing, and that is to run the program. So, type the command run, again without a line number, and press enter. In running the program, the computer follows each line's instructions exactly. We get the problem displayed on one line and solved on the next line. See Figure 15. You have now completed your first computer program.
Yay! If you had made a programming error, the computer would not run the program. Instead, it would display a message informing you of the type of error and the line in which it occurs. For example, if you had typed print with an M instead of an N, the computer would display the message syntax error. You could then make the necessary corrections. See Figure 16. Well, now that you've followed us this far, you're ready for the next step.
Mm-hmm. And that is, computer programs that do calculations use letters in place of numbers. for ease of manipulation. And these letters are called variables.
Variables.
Uh-huh. For example, type in A equals 3 and press Enter. Then type in print A and press Enter. The computer would then print the value of A, or the number 3, not the letter A. See figure 17.
Okay, let's develop a program using variables. But first, if there's already a program in the computer's memory, you must type and enter the word new, N-E-W, new, which erases the contents of the computer's memory. If you want to clear the screen, press the clear button, which erases everything on the screen. To begin this new variables program, type line 10 A equals 3. The next line is 20 B equals 4. Line 30 is print A plus B. Line 40 is end.
But Steve, you must remember to press the Enter key after each line.
Correct. List the program to check it, then type run. The computer adds the values of A and B and prints the result, 7. As you can see, this program illustrates how variables can be used in place of numbers. See figure 18.
Now let's develop a more sophisticated program. Again, using variables, but this time with a new and quite useful command called input. Now, this is to be a program to convert the familiar Fahrenheit temperatures to the corresponding but less familiar Celsius or centigrade temperature scale. In using this program, you will be asked for the Fahrenheit temperature you want to be converted. The computer will then immediately display the corresponding Celsius temperature.
Yes, see figure 19. To start the program, type line number 10, print, followed by the phrase, what Fahrenheit temperature do you want converted? Of course, in quotation marks. Line 20 is set up to respond to this question with the input statement. Type line 20, followed by input F, which stands for the Fahrenheit temperature you want converted. This temperature is entered when the program is run. Line 30 is the conversion formula, which is C equals F minus 32, enclosed in parentheses, followed by an asterisk. Then 5/9. Now we'll use the variable C in printing out the Celsius temperature. We enter line 40, print, quote, Celsius equals, close quote, followed by the letter C. Enter line 50, end. List the program to check for errors. See figure 20.
Mm-hmm. Now, type run. In response to the question that appears on the screen, enter the Fahrenheit temperature that you want converted. The computer does the necessary calculations and immediately prints the corresponding Celsius temperature. This program can be run over and over for as many temperature conversions as you want.
See figure 21. Well, perhaps you now can see that this program can fairly easily be revised to convert miles to kilometers or inches to centimeters. Mm-hmm. The general formats for these programs are basically similar, requiring simple revisions. As you can see, the possibilities for problem solving are virtually unlimited.
Yes, and we suggest that you go through the development of these programs using the instruction booklet. Follow the script while referring to the illustrations, and this will help to clarify the concepts we've presented.
You're limited only by your programming expertise and imagination in having the computer do endless, wondrous things with... The computer has the ability to manipulate letters and words in many incredible ways, as in word processing, for example. It's a popular misconception that you have to be a math wizard to program a computer. Nothing could be further from the truth. You could spend a lifetime writing programs and not once need or use mathematics.
Exactly. And don't forget that a large percentage of computer owners know nothing about programming, yet they find endless hours of enjoyment in the use of their computers through commercial programs.
However, having a knowledge of programming will enable you to do anything from modifying existing software for your own specific needs to writing completely original programs. And the pleasure and satisfaction in these accomplishments is enormous.
Enormous. Well, there you have it. A brief introduction to the inner workings of a computer. its simplicity of operation, its ease of programming, and its wide range of application.
So come on board. We're ready to take off into the new computer age that's going to blast us into a future that's limited only by our minds and our imaginations.